Quartz movement was a turning point in the formation of the first movements of Palestinian people against British colonialism and Zionism in 1920. At that time, the factors effective in the formation of the uprising were created. It was the time when British colonialist government tried to fulfill Balfour's pledge to Zionist and Zionism Committee, which was recognized by Britain, published provocative declarations. At the same time, British governor of Quds suppressed any Palestinian movement by force and prevented holding of the second round of Palestine meeting in this city. On the other hand, he let large number of Jews migrate to Palestine. The situation was followed by resistance of Palestinians. There were demonstrations at different parts of Palestine. British colonialist government began to suppress them and announced that any demonstration with any purpose and motive was forbidden. Palestinians continued their uprising and attacked Zionist towns in Metula and Jordan Valley, as well as to British camps in Beit Taniya. To suppress this uprising, British government used its air force. In April 1920, it was the time to hold Nebi Musa festival, which was a social and religious occasion. It was held at the time of French colonialism and aimed at encouraging people to stand against French colonialists. Usually, this ceremony was held in an area 30 kilometers from Quds towards Ariha. On this day, people of different cities and villages gathered in Al-Aqsa Mosque while carrying swords, flags, and placards and singing religious and national anthems. Then they moved towards the festival location. On April the 4th, British forces prevented Al-Khalil people who wanted to attend the festival from entering Quds. At the same time, people of Quds and Nablus were moving towards city gates to welcome them. As in other years, many Christians were also among them. Large number of people chanted slogans against British and Zionist occupiers and called for unity and independence. People of Al-Khalil managed to enter the city too. Then the crowd moved towards Al-Aqsa Mosque. Musa Kazim Husseini, the head of the city council, as well as the head of the Islamic Christian Society of Quds, made speeches in front of Babul Khalil. In addition, Khalil Bidast, Arif al-Arif, Haj Amin Husseini, and some other figures gave speeches as well. These epic speeches provoked national feelings of Palestinians. At this time, a Zionist called Karim Erbin Mendel tried to pull down and tear Palestinians' flag, but the angry people didn't let him do so, and he was killed in a moment. Then another Zionist tried to pull down Palestinians' flag with the support of British soldiers, but he was killed too. At this point, the conflict between Palestinians and British soldiers, as well as Zionist militia, started. At first, four Palestinians were martyred, five Zionists were killed, and 120 people from the two sides were wounded. This conflict lasted for 5 days, during which 9 Zionists were killed and 250 people from both sides were wounded in Quds City. Following this event, British forces announced extraordinary situation in Quds, besieged it completely, and started to suppress Palestinians. British officials dismissed Musa Kazim Pasha Husseini from the presidency of Quds City Council and started extensive arrests in this city. They also killed 23 famous figures of Quds, including Haj Amin Husseini and Arif al-Arif, who were exiled to west of Jordan after a while. Uprising of 1920 didn't last for a long time, but it was an important evolution in the history of Palestine's occupation and colonialism and the combats of people of this country. This uprising moved the combats of Palestinian people from the stage of learning and understanding the hazard to the stage of people's resistance. Moreover, the experiences gained in this uprising were very useful for next movements. In addition, the uprising of 1920 revealed the deceitful policies of British government and its collusion with international Zionism. Following this uprising, Jabotinsky, a Zionist leader who had served in British Army in the World War I, formed Zionist militia groups. He trained militia members overtly in a school behind the Mount of Olives in Quds City.